I committed to seeking out my own personal development every day. I didn't wait for like my upline to say, you need to do this or you need to do that.
Wherever you feel fear, that's where
you've got to become the person that will attract the over 200 different cognitive biases.
The real work in any business is thinking.
Hello and welcome to the NMPD podcast. We are so excited to have you all here on the Finding Leadership Within portion of this. And I got Gabe on the other side over here. Gabe, how's it going, man?
What is up? Thank you so much for tuning in. And if you could just show Claudia some love, you hit that like button, hit that subscribe button, mean the world to us. Back to you, Code.
Awesome. And guys, and we are so excited because we do have Claudia Stefan on the show today. And for those of you who don't know, she is a very successful entrepreneur, an amazing wife, a mother of three children, and she is also proof that you can also work a full-time plus job, being a loving mother, being an amazing wife, and building a six-figure income as a side hustle, simply just from your phone. She has some amazing wisdom to share with us, but she's also a co-author of a phenomenal book called The Momentum Makers, and we want to just encourage you guys to be able to pick up a copy of that. We'll leave the link in the description below. But Claudia, how you doing? How's everything going with you?
I'm doing fantastic. You know, I have to say this year has been challenging on many fronts. And I feel blessed every day to feel that, you know, things are good, you know, through a challenging year for sure.
It truly has been a challenging year, but it's really cool that we can at least connect like this, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, so what we want to do kind of starting off this interview is ask you some, what we call the five random. That's completely irrelevant to the profound portion of this interview. So you want to play along with us on this?
Absolutely.
Okay, awesome. So we'll start off with the first question. So if you were playing, what would you rather? This is such a random question. Playing an epic battle of ping pong or an epic battle of tennis?
Ping pong. And I just played it yesterday.
Yes.
I totally forgot ping pong existed until you asked this question, Code. I miss ping pong. I'm glad you played it yesterday. Would you rather go for a ride in the sleigh with Santa or be next to the manger while Jesus was born?
Manger.
Okay. Manger, okay.
All right. If you get to spend a full day with somebody, present, past, or future, who would that one person be?
That's hard. I'd say Bob Marley comes to mind.
Okay. Hold on. Which Bob Marley though?
I was about to ask.
Because we have a famous comedian here in Maine. That's Bob Marley.
We say the legend reggae singer.
There you go. Yeah, I figured as much.
Fair enough.
That's super awesome.
What was the last thing you ate?
I just had tomato, mozzarella, and basil.
Ooh, that sounds really good. We'll have to do this at your house next time.
Right. We're...
If you had a choice to fight off robbers with Kevin in Home Alone 1, or would you rather manifest yourself into a ghost to talk to Scrooge? Which one would you do?
The ghost.
That's an interesting question.
And out of curiosity, as a side question, which one? Present, past, or future?
Future.
Ah, there you go.
That's really interesting. That is so fascinating. Well, we're going to dive right in here. We like to start off every single interview by getting to know our guests on a deeper level. So what is your story? How did you become the person that you are today?
Well, I just say I'm just another person out there, you know, trying to live a pursuit of happiness, right? I think we can all agree as humans, we want to have a life of happiness and love and experience. I don't think there's anything special about what took me here other than just a lot of lessons along the way. Mm-hmm. I grew up in Pennsylvania. I moved around different states over time. I always loved to travel. Ended up on the Golden Coast of California because I definitely was a person that loved outdoors. I love being in nature. I feel that when I'm in nature, I feel closest to my spiritual thinking, and I feel the most calm, and it always makes things better. And again, especially through a year like this year, going outside, just, it makes it all good. So, I went to college at Penn State, for business, ended up through traveling, getting into working in hotels and restaurants, eventually started substitute teaching out here in California and fell in love with being a mentor to kids. Mm-hmm. And I didn't think that it'd be something I would fall in love with, but you know, you open doors and you find yourself on a new path. fell in love with teaching, went back to get my master's, became a principal, and was on that path when I came across a product that just kind of changed my life to the point at which I wanted to be part of sharing it. That led me into network marketing and having another way that I could, just help others and live a great life. So that's kind of where I'm at there. And then I have three kids along the way, have a daughter and then twin boys. And, you know, it's gone by in a flash. You know, it seems like they were just born and they're now going to be 16 and 14. And I'm just like, wow. Holy cow. Like, can we do it all again? Cause now I'm starting to have that, like, you know, that feeling of just how we all know that time flies and, you know, we love spending time with our kids, going out and being active with our kids. And, you know, every day I'm like, stop growing.
Seriously. I know what you mean. I mean, my daughter just turned, well, she didn't just turn, but a few months ago turned three. So I'm catching up to you, but I still got a ways to go. Yeah. But with that being said though, if you don't mind me jumping into this question, because just talking about family, how have you been able to do this? Because you've obviously become very successful. You're an amazing mother, you know, spouse. And how do you balance all that stuff out with this business that you're building alongside it all and being a principal too, in addition to all that?
Well, I can definitely say that before I got into network marketing as a business, I've been a happy customer of a lot of companies. And I, when I was going back from my master's and following that path, you know, I was burning the candle at both ends. Like, my husband had a window cleaning business here in California. I was helping him with all the books on that. And so between working as a kindergarten teacher, getting my master's degree at night and helping him with the business, like, wow, we were burning the candle at both ends. And the last thing I thought I could handle would be another, you know, another responsibility, another like job. So prior to actually getting into it, I would be like, for people that are listening that are not already doing like a business on top of something else, it's very hard to wrap your head around the fact that it's possible, because you just think about your hours in your day and you think like, there's no way I could add something else. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, from what I found, thankfully I told the person, no, I was a customer of the product. I was loving what it was doing for me physically, mentally, everything. It was making me feel a whole lot better. And I found myself sharing on social media about my experience as a customer. Mm-hmm. And I started attracting people to want to learn more about the products. And so I was connecting them back to the business person that I was working with, the distributor. And, then that person asked me, hey, you know, you should do this, you know? And I was like, no way. Like I have no time for a business. And they were like, just keep doing what you're doing, you know, share your personal experience, connect people back to the information. I'm here to help, you know, answer people's questions and just go from there. So I said, okay, so as long as I don't have to do anything else, like, as long as that's it, I'll keep doing that. And so that's where it started. And, I used my social media time to share basically what it was doing for me, to share the experience of other people, and started to grow. And I started to see things grow. And so I was like, wow, this is, you know, I can do this, you know? And as I started growing a team, I did then decide, okay, I really want to put my full effort into this. Mm-hmm. And I made some commitments around some things that I eliminated. And I was a person that would watch Netflix, you know, for an hour in the evening at the end of the day, you know? And so I thought, you know what, I'll take that Netflix time and I'll pick up my phone and I'll use my social media to, again, educate people about the products, to connect with people and to help them get started. And, and so I started to do that. And I also knew that because I was so limited on time, you know, when you're pressed for time, when you know you don't have a lot and you don't have all day to just work your business, for me, that puts a fire under me to get it done. Like, I got really good at just being small doses of action every single day. It wasn't like working for 4 hours. It was wake up, do something for 30 minutes in the morning, come home from work, do something again for 30 minutes. And then, like I said, in the evening, do something more. And the great thing about social media is, you know, you can do these things from your phone, from your bed, from, you know, if I was waiting at the dentist office with my kids, you know, boom, 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 I could throw it in there. But
yeah,
totally. I think the way that it's done alongside of other responsibilities, whether that's parenting or another job, is that you just take small bites every single day and you commit to daily action as it fits into your life. And I know we all can sacrifice something that we're wasting time on. Everybody has some time they're wasting on something. So all it takes is a little bit of time.
That's fantastic. That's such a good answer. You're so right. Everyone has time. It's not about whether you know. It's not about whether you have time or not. It's about whether you make the time, right? Now, with that being said, so you were juggling a lot of plates for a while. That had to be, correct me if I'm wrong, but that had to be exhausting.
Well, you know, that's part. I was, before I started like my the products, I was exhausted. I was an exhausted mom. I was fueling on caffeine. I was feeling really run down. And it was actually the products that supported my energy levels and my, like my gut health, like addressing my energy levels, not through like more coffee, but through nutrients, and gut health that corrected my exhaustion. And I actually was feeling better. So that was my mission actually in sharing the products, was helping other people that were feeling burnt out, run down, exhausted. And so for me, it was actually the product that was like, that helped me with that and was the reason I really wanted to help other people. Cause I knew in my age group, you know, in my 40s, parenting, teaching, I mean, there's a lot of exhausting careers out there. I'd say education is definitely one of them.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Parents, you know, like when you're not sleeping at night because your kids are waking you up and, you know, all the things that go along with that. So for me, actually, my solution with the products was the reason I started to share. And I found it easier to juggle. So I took on more, but I felt better, which is kind of...
That's so fascinating. You kind of are like the ideal person for that sort of product and for to be entering into network marketing in that sort of way. That seems fantastic. With that being said, what are some other tips for managing energy and managing time for those watching?
Yeah, well, for managing your time, like I said, like you have to, number one, you have to take network marketing seriously. It's not like you just start the bit, you have to treat it like a business. And we came in as business owners. So, and I grew up in an entrepreneurial household. So like, I always knew the blood, sweat, and tears it took to run a business, to grow a business. And so for me, network marketing was like, you know, on one hand, it's a lot less responsibility, a lot less, you know, liability, a lot less, like you're not handling everything. You're really, you're the connector to resources. So it was much more streamlined business for us. But we knew we had to take it seriously. Another thing I knew that was that I never was in network marketing. I was never in sales. This was not something I'd ever done before. And I started at 41. And so I knew as an educator that I needed to learn. And so I committed to seeking out my own personal development every day. I didn't wait for like my upline to say, you need to do this or you need to do that. I was like, okay, what quick YouTube can I watch? What book can I read? I was open to being coachable and I was eager to learn. And I knew that I didn't know anything. So I didn't come in with an ego or like, oh, I know what to do. So I think that was a huge part to anyone's success in network marketing is being constantly growing yourself and learning new skills.
That's awesome. And I mean, obviously you're an amazing educator too, in so many different ways, but I want to encourage people to also check out your YouTube channel because you have some awesome trainings on that. And I'll make sure that we leave a link in the description for that as well. But in addition to all that, I mean, as being an educator, obviously you understand the importance of having personal growth and the proper mindset, especially within this particular industry. So could you maybe give us some tips on how to better invest our time into personal growth and personal development?
Absolutely. Again, one of the things that's so awesome in today's day and age is you can access information at your fingertips, and it can cost literally nothing. So, you know, you don't need, you know, and we all spend time on social media, many people, right? Oh, yeah. You can be listening to garbage, or you can be listening to things that inspire you, that educate you, that fire you up, that get you moving in the right direction. So I highly encourage people to seek out the content that's available on YouTube, on Facebook, on TikTok, even. You can find people that are teaching you things for free. And so I started following a couple of different people in the beginning, but again, like, if you have a phone, you have access to learn, and all you have to do is start seeking it out, and just make sure that you're not spending time listening to stuff that doesn't add value to your life. So, be very vigilant about your time, because, you know, that's your most important asset. And I'm very vigilant about my time now. Like, if I feel like it's not something that I want to spend time on, it's like out, you know. You have to be really clear on what your goals are. And then just stay focused on it.
Well, and it's hard too, because I feel like we're in a day and an age where it was already hard enough to get yourself off of the phone, just scrolling, you know, just scrolling and scrolling. But now we're in this pandemic where people are probably more in their homes, even more than ever more. And it's just like, just not being able, there's a lot of people that don't seem to manage their time, that don't really understand how important that actually is. So I really appreciate you sharing that. That's really cool.
Mm. Yeah. 100% on this realm and this path that we're talking about, personal development, dealing with rejection seems to be, that smile. It's one of the biggest hurdles for a lot of people usually when they first start, and usually in the first year or so. What are some of the tricks of the trade that you've learned over the years to help you deal with that rejection?
Yeah. I think my mindset around like sales, you know, I think a lot of people think, okay, oh, I don't want, you know, someone to, I don't want, I know a lot of people feel this, because a lot of people on my team, when they start, like, they have that feeling of inside, they are super excited to join. They want to, you know, be a rep for the company because they believe in what it's doing for them. They really want to help other people, but they're very fearful of coming across as being, you know, like, they don't know, they don't want anybody to feel like they're being salesy, pushy, all that.
Exactly.
Unfortunately, in this industry, there are people that are doing it wrong and that create a stigma on the entire industry. And thankfully, the company I started in, like, I was not ever told, like, cold message 100 people, right?
Yeah.
Thank God, because I would have never done it, number one, because I'd have been like, that's not, like, I can't do that. So in the time I've been in network marketing, I've gotten plenty of cold DMs that are straight to a pitch and make me go, blah, you know? So yeah, I can see why people
100%. Are
like, oh my God, I don't want to be that person. But the way I see it is this. I started to have to reframe and reframe it for myself when I started to have like those feelings of thinking, I don't want people to think something different. Cause I did come across like the first person that was like, basically, you know, said something that was made me feel like, they were attacking my moral code, essentially.
Yeah.
And, I went back to the just having to know, I know what the product's doing for me. I believe 100% I can help people with certain problems that they're having. I'm willing to educate people and put it out like a buffet. That's how I feel it is.
Yeah.
I'm putting out a buffet of knowledge and information, and people can walk past my buffet and they can scroll right past and go, you know what? I'm not even interested. They can stop and browse. They can look, or they can take, right? It's okay if people don't stop at your buffet. It's okay if people look and don't buy. And it's, but from that, by putting it out there, you will find the people that will thank you for putting out your buffet.
Yeah.
They thank you for doing it. And I relate it back to a regular business too, because I'll have people say, well, this person wasn't interested. It's like, look, if you opened up a store on Main Street in your town and people walked past your store, would you close your business because some people walked past and weren't interested? Some people will come into your store and look at things in your store and leave again without purchasing. Are you going to close your business because those people didn't buy that day? Right? But then there's going to be people that come to your store and buy things, and then they're going to come back again and again to buy more things. And they're going to tell their friends, people about it and say, hey, you should go check out this store. I really love their things. And so you're, no matter what company you're with, no matter what you're out there, not everybody is your customer, but you have to know and be confident in what you're putting out there. And if you truly believe in what you're offering, you just have to know that, like, you know, not everybody is going to want what you have, or, you know, they might even be totally against, like, even looking. But from the people that you do attract, and they are looking for help and what you can deliver, they will thank you. And to me, I always go back, you know, it's the first few people that I helped and what their messages were to me that would continue to fuel me. But you do have to believe in what you offer. I think that's key to sales. Like, and that's why I think it's really important for people to choose, if they are thinking about network marketing, is to choose it based on something you're truly passionate about.
That's so good. Yeah.
Because that's what will get you through the rejection, is your passion for it.
That's so good.
Enjoyment of it, right? If you're not passionate about it, you're not enjoying it, and you don't, like, you know, it's not something that fires you up, you know, you're going to get beat down by the challenges that come along with having your own business. But, you know, so that's what I always tell people, like, it's not just, don't pick it based on a company's compensation plan, you know, really truly pick something that you can be fired up to talk about day in and day out, because it's really something that you want to share with other people.
Come on.
Yeah, man, that's so true. And thank you for sharing that, by the way, because I feel like, would you agree with me on this, that there seems to be part of the problem that people do feel that sense of rejection or that fear of sharing the very product or service or whatever it is that they're sharing within their company, that they haven't even tried it themselves necessarily, or maybe they're, you know, I mean, I believe there's, would you agree with me on that? Like, some people actually don't even try their own products. So therefore they don't build a belief in their own product because they don't even know what it does for them.
Right. I can't imagine doing that. You know what I mean? So, like, yeah, I don't even,
because I'm sure you've seen it before though, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's like, I couldn't imagine just doing that, right? Because, like, I would have to be able to speak from personal experience to be able to confidently share. Because, again, too, like, it's not about, like, no, you know, being an expert on your product. It's about, you know, really being able to say, what has it done for you? And yeah, I can't imagine selling something that I personally didn't experience.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone can be successful in that either. So, like, you know, I do know people that have jumped in with excitement about starting and shared that along the way. And they were just authentic about, like, they're sharing their excitement to start something new, to start a journey. They weren't, like, you know, saying this is what it does, or I'm an expert. You know, they were just like, this is what my path, and start to attract people to want to do it with them. I've seen that. But ultimately, in the end, like, you know, you have to be passionate about what you're sharing.
That's so beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. That's really, really, I think people need to hear that very much so.
Yeah, I think that's a missing key for a lot of people. A lot of people that I personally met. So I want to take this into a different route. You said you've built a team, and you've done very well with this. So I want to talk about leadership and leading that team, and how that goes. What, over the years, because you come from, like, an education and entrepreneurship background, so it's a little different. What are some of the characteristics that you've seen that are core leadership characteristics?
You have to be an example of what to do. It's not about, like, telling your team to do things you're not doing. It's you're setting the pace for your team. Like, you're setting the example, you're doing the do. And then you're creating resources that people can access. That's what I find is really important in leadership with network marketing. What the beautiful thing about network marketing is like when we started our window cleaning company, it wasn't like we had five people we could say, hey, what worked, what didn't work, you know, give me free advice and show me what pitfalls to avoid, right? Another benefit of network marketing is that there are people, there are leaders, there should be layers of leaders above you that are providing the new people the resources and tools to connect people to, that you're not figuring it out all on your own. Also, that's where, you know, some people want to be the lone ranger and they don't want to be coachable, and that's where people can really lose it. So I think a leader is setting an example of what to do and then providing supports and systems for their newest people. Like when I bring on a brand new person that's brand new, like I was when I was like, you know, like just starting and never in network marketing, I'm going to almost treat them like a customer and really do the work side of everything. And all I'm going to ask them to do is to be like, you know, marketing it, you know, using attraction marketing to attract people to find interest and then connect them back to the resources that I'm, you know, running and providing. Because another thing that people feel when they're starting network marketing is they feel like they have to know everything to start. Yeah. You shouldn't have to be an expert day one. You should have systems to tap into. And that can hold people back too. They're like, oh, at first I have to like, you know, learn everything about this before I'm even going to put it out there. No, that'll slow you way down. So it's like, you know, I lock arms with people in the beginning and get them going. And really all they have to do is follow my lead. And again, if they're willing to, you know, just be coachable and, you know, follow the lead, I can help them build. And then along that way, they're learning the system as we're doing it together. And then, it's, you know, not that long in, they're able to then do that for their people. But I'll do that for anybody that's new. So, you know, it's definitely a way to help people get started and get success going right away. And you definitely have to give people support. I think the number one complaint I hear from people is that they bought a kit, never heard from someone again. And it was just like, what? Do something. And then you were just like left alone, like to just figure it out. Like that's not how you build a team. You know, that's not how you share the knowledge to help. Right. Really, anybody should be able to do this business. You know, it should be, you can teach your teenager to do it.
That's awesome. And, you know, I mean, obviously you need to be willing to go out of your comfort zone, especially in developing yourself as a leader. And if you don't mind me asking a personal question, like when was the last time that you went out of your comfort zone?
Oh my, I'd say going live, like being live on stage, you know, that was the first time I did that. That was a big thing. You know, I have to say writing the chapter in the book was pretty darn challenging.
Seriously. Wow. And it was amazing, by the way, amazing chapter.
So yeah. Good. I mean, you know, anytime, cause you know, you start to write and you're like, oh, like, you know, someone's going to read this and think what, you know, so you start to second guess some things the first time you do something. You know, that definitely went out of my comfort zone. But you know, there's some things that, you know, going out of my comfort zone, like, I think what's important, it's good to push yourself and stretch yourself. And I'm always thinking like, what's the next thing I can do to drive my business forward? What's the next thing I can try? And that's the thing too, is not everything that you need to be willing to try lots of things to find what works. And I think a lot of people are afraid to try things because then if it fails, they think that's the end. And I think, again, that's the entrepreneurial mindset is like, you know, try things, find what works, you know, and don't like get hung up on things that don't work. Like, it's like, this might be a great idea for a new social media post, right? And it bombs or whatever. Okay, move on. Like, just keep trying things and moving on. Versus, you know, always being afraid to try something new and, you know, and even going live on social media, that was a, I was in network marketing when I first, when Facebook Live feature first came out, you know, and, but I found some, you know, ways that I could push myself, you know, to just get out and start doing it. And then the way I coach people with stuff like that is, you know, again, there's a little bit of like, I don't want to do it until it looks perfect. And then you never do it because it's never going to look perfect because it takes a lot of practice. And you got to be seriously. Okay with it not being perfect, you know,
right.
Any action's better than no action, and action will help you get more confident and better. And just thinking about doing it doesn't get you anywhere.
Seriously.
That makes so much sense. With that, you were talking about trying things, like having the kind of entrepreneur mindset where you try things, fail, and the goal is like to fail faster, right? That whole idea. So when it comes to leadership and how you invest your time, as a leader, you're investing your time in pretty much everyone all the time, and that's exhausting. Have you found through your trial and error different kind of characteristics on, okay, this is the type of person that is worth what more of my time investment, and then someone else isn't?
Yeah. One thing you, as I started to build a team, right? One of the things I learned is that, you know, I'm so passionate about it, right? Like I'm giving 150% every day. I'm not making excuses for, you know, I've made my commitment. I know what it takes. I'm willing to do it. And you go that, you know, you're going to go that extra mile. And that's not, you know, that's, you want to see that for other people. You want it so badly for other people. Sometimes you want it more for them than they want it for themselves.
So true.
And that's like the hardest thing sometimes is when you're just like, oh my God, like you just want it for other people. But what I had to learn was walk with walkers, jog with joggers, run with runners. That's how I divide my time on my team. It's okay if someone just wants to walk and they just share when they feel like it. And they're just all they're interested in. They love the product. They share as it works. You know, if someone's asking about it, they're happy to connect them. There's joggers, you know, that are putting in a little bit more time, you know, and then there's the runners, right? So like, I'll give my time equal to all of them, but I will give the most time to the people that I can see are showing up. And even though I can't see through my phone screen, like I can tell people that are showing up. You know, I have a daily message feed that I post in every day that I'm checking in on the team, providing like, you know, an action point for the day. We have layers of, you know, team supports and calls, and it's people that show up, go up, and that's how it is. And I can want it badly for a person, but if they're not willing to put in the work, you know, I can't do it for them. Yeah. And it's okay because network marketing is made up of, that's the other thing. Like your team is going to be made up of a mixture of those types of people. The great thing about network marketing is it is a way that someone can make some income, you know, from home without trading lots of time for money. And for some people, they just want a little bit extra money. For some people, they want more, you know, so it's a solution for all those types of people, but you definitely will, you cannot push. I tell people, look, like I'm here to mentor you and guide you, but I'm not your boss. You are your own boss and you are your own employee in network marketing. Yeah. And if you're not treating it like that, like I'm not going to be coming over to like double check on what you're doing. Like this is your business. You know, I'm here to provide the support and the guidance and the roadmap to get you where you want to go. But, you know, I can't carry you up the mountain.
Right.
But that was a big thing I had to learn early on because I was getting, you know, I was like feeling like defeated by the people that I felt like could do more, but they didn't want to do more. And, you know, it's like, I can't want it for them.
Yeah. You can't force them to do it. And that's, so you learned that. an earlier stage in your business, or is this something that you
I was getting up into the mid ranks and stuff. And that's when you have some people that build. And then, the first time I had someone that had, was really successful and they just stopped, right? They just stopped.
Yeah.
But again, that's normal. That's part of network marketing, and that's the thing is if you expect that you're not going to have people that come and go, you can't change, you're not going to close your business because someone else decided that, it's no longer serving them. Your business open. And I, again, it's about the long-term commitment, it's a marathon, not a sprint. And any successful business is about consistent, growing a consistent base of repeat customers. I mean, that's what it comes down to. You're going to have some people come and go, but you can't let that make you go, oh, this isn't working now. Now I quit. You know what I mean? You have to understand that that's part of network marketing,
Right. You got to take full responsibility.
Yeah.
For your business. And you can't, no, that's so true. And it's funny you say that because it reminded me of something when my mentor first talked to me. He said, listen, you're not responsible for your people. You're responsible to them, as the leader you are. And that took so much weight off of my shoulders. I just remember that feeling. So I really appreciate you sharing that because I think a lot of people feel that weight, especially in that mid zone, that mid rank that they might be in where they're starting to feel the team now, the whole team. Yeah. So thank you for sharing that. So, it's so unfortunate, but we only have a couple of more questions for you. And I wish we had more because you are so, you're full of wisdom. And, but this one's kind of a different question. And this one is a little bit out there, but try to trail with me on, all right? So let's just imagine that you are in your last moments and that you have all of your loved ones around you. What is the final piece of advice that you would give those loved ones around you?
Just follow your passion. Live your life the way you want to live it and follow what's on your heart. Because when you listen to that and you follow that, you're never going to regret it. You're never going to think, I should have done this. I should have done that. That's definitely something I think about more and more as I get older is just just follow what makes your heart beat. And that's different for different people.
Totally.
But I think that works for everyone.
Amazing.
Yeah. No, that's so good. Thank you. Yeah. Everyone has such a different answer with that question usually. So I really appreciate it.
It's so true. Final question for you. What is next? We're entering 2021. What is next for you?
Well, it's, again, my passion for health and wellness is stronger than ever through this whole entire year. It always just compounds back to there's nothing more important than your health. And it's not about weight loss. It's about your mental health, your emotional health, your spiritual health, your physical, treating your body right so you can feel your best and show up to be your best every day, not just for, for yourself or for the people in your life. So for me, it's just compounding on, reaching more people and continue to help one person at a time, really, find improvements in that area, inspire people to put that first. I've seen a lot of, again, in my life, as you get older, it gets harder. Responsibilities come in. I mean, prior to kids, everything was pretty easy on the health front. But, when you start having more and more responsibility, it's very easy for us as adults to start to put everybody else's needs first.
Exactly.
As fathers, we're just, what do they need? What do they need? Then it's career, kids, career. And it's easy to all of a sudden find yourself in a place where you've things have started going on yourself, or you can even feel selfish taking time for yourself. So my message is always going to be, and continues to be, prioritize your self-care, make time for yourself. You can't pour from an empty cup. You will have more to give when you give to yourself. And, you know, our kids are, like I said, they're teens. We want to get help them get back to a normal life for sure this year. I'm just like hoping every day that their world kind of can come back to normal. And you know, they can have that, because it's definitely been, I think for my kids, it's been, their world's shifted a lot more than mine has, you know? And, you know, so it's going to just continue to, head that direction and, help more people.
Come on. Thank you so much for your time. I personally appreciate it. I know Cody does. Thank you so much for coming on here. And for you watching out there, like I said at the beginning, let's show Claudia some love. Let's give this a like, let's give this a share. Let's go contact her. Thank you so much, Claudia.
Thank you.